This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a two-day visit to Gujarat to launch various developmental works worth over 82,000 crore rupees in the state. On the first day of his visit, the PM will dedicate a locomotive manufacturing plant to the nation and also flag off an electric locomotive in Dahod. He will also lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees in Dahod. Apart from this, the PM is also scheduled to inaugurate various other rail projects and development projects of Government of Gujarat. These include Vande Bharat Express between Veravul and Ahmedabad and express train between Valsad and Dahod stations. Later in the day, the PM will travel to Bhuj to inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 53,400 crore rupees. Our correspondent reports that on reaching Gujarat, Mr. Modi is also scheduled to hold massive roadshow in Vadodara and Bhuj today.
The locomotive manufacturing plant in Dahod, which was set up with an investment of rupees 20,000 crore, is set to manufacture 1,200 engines over the next 10 years. A key feature of these engines is their ability to carry cargo weighing up to 4,600 tons. For the first time, the engines will be equipped with air conditioning and a toilet facility for the driver and an advanced cover system to enhance safety and prevent accidents. The Dahod factory is currently producing 4 engines, all of which will proudly bear the label manufactured in Dahod. The project is expected to create around 10,000 direct and indirect jobs in the region and boost the local economy. In the year 2022, PM Narendra Modi had laid the foundation stone of this ambitious project to boost the vision of Make in India and Make for the World. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Congress MP Shashi Tharoor has said that India now has a new approach in combating cross-border terrorism from Pakistan and anyone involved in such crimes will not go unpunished. He made the remarks at a community event in New York, US. The interaction was hosted by the Consulate General of India in New York.
We hope that a lesson has been learned by those who perpetrated this attack and by those who finance, train, equip and direct them. But we want to communicate to the world that we will not be sitting quietly if this is repeated, and we want the world to understand that this is not a time for indifference.
Dr. Tharoor-led delegation also met Vice President of Guyana, Bharat Jagdeo. After the meeting, Mr. Tharoor said the Vice President has showed a tremendous amount of understanding for India's position on the current events with Pakistan. In Bahrain, all-party delegation led by BJP MP Bijayant Panda briefed Bahrain's Deputy Prime Minister Sheikh Khalid bin Abdullah Al Khalifa about the challenge of cross-border terrorism facing India and New Delhi's firm resolve to combat it. Maldives Foreign Minister Dr. Abdullah Khalil arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. This will be Foreign Minister Dr. Khalil's third visit to India this year, following earlier visits in January and March. The visit is in continuation of intensified high-level political exchanges between India and Maldives. Today, Dr. Khalil will lead Maldives at the second India-Maldives high-level core group meeting to oversee progress in the implementation of the India-Maldives vision document on comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership. The domestic benchmark indices opened higher today, achieving a new high in the world's largest economy ranking, boosted investors' sentiment. The Sensex was trading 640 points or 0.78% up at 82,361, while the Nifty added 187 points or 0.75% at 24,040. Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan visited Indian Army's Northern Command at Udhampur yesterday. He was briefed on the success of Operation Sindoor in destroying terror networks and protecting civilians. The CDS also reviewed rehabilitation efforts for border civilians and ongoing operational preparedness. Indian boxer Pawan Barthwal advanced to the quarterfinals of the men's 55kg category at the 4th Thailand Open International Boxing Tournament with a dominant 5-0 win over Cambodia's Sao Rangzi in Bangkok yesterday. India has sent a 19-member team to the event, which features top boxers from countries like China, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, South Korea and Thailand. The tournament is supported by the World Boxing-backed Asian body. And that is the end of this news bulletin.